Hi everyone, welcome to the Highlights from Ukraine podcast, your daily audio summary of the latest news reported in the Ukrainian media. My name is Artem, and here is the news. For 399 days, Ukraine stands strong against the forces of the Russian invasion. Defense Minister of Ukraine Oleksiy Reznikov said that a counteroffensive may take place in April-May, depending on weather conditions, reports Interfax Ukraine. In an interview with the Estonian media ERR, the minister said that the general staff has already planned a counteroffensive in several directions. The start of it depends on choosing the right moment. He added that recently received Leopard 2 tanks will be used in the mission for sure. In another interview with Polish media Gazeta Wyborcza, the Ukrainian defense minister said that Kyiv is completing the formation of counterattack corps. He added that there may be several strikes, but their time and direction will be determined by the general staff of Ukraine. Reznikov added that Ukraine's partners support the idea of a counteroffensive not only at the political but also at the military level. NATO army generals are aware of our plans and believe that their implementation is real, the minister said. He stressed that the Ukrainian forces know the model of the operation and the tactics of the Russians, and at the same time the invaders do not know what to expect from the Ukrainian troops. According to Reznikov, the Russians are afraid of Ukraine's counteroffensive and are already preparing fortifications and defense lines. In particular, in Crimea, they have already formed three rings of defense of the peninsula, building fortifications on the southern beaches. The Ukrainian defense minister believes that the Russian offensive is in full swing. According to him, the Russians are quickly exhausting their capabilities due to the Russian forces holding the city of Bakhmut, Donetsk region, which remains a Ukrainian fortress. Only in the Bakhmut direction, the Russians lose an average of 500 people killed or wounded per day. Commenting on the words of some experts about the inexpediency of defending Bakhmut, the head of the ministry pointed out that the city and the hills near it are a convenient territory for defense. If Ukrainian troops got out of it, it would mean the need to defend another place where there is no such convenient form of terrain. The UK Defense Secretary Ben Wallace said that Russia's casualties in a full-scale war with Ukraine, according to the latest estimates from the American side, amount to more than 220,000 killed and wounded, reports European Pravda. According to Wallace, the Russian troops have recently made almost no progress whatsoever and are suffering huge casualties. Did you know that the easiest way to support us is by rating us with 5 stars or the equivalent in the apps where you're listening to this podcast, Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, or any other app? This way more people would learn about the highlights from Ukraine and truth about Russia's invasion and avoid the Russian propaganda. Secretary of the National Security and Defense Council of Ukraine Oleksiy Danilov informed that the Ukrainian military may soon be armed with strike-unmanned aerial vehicles with a flight range of more than 3,000 kilometers, reports Unian. He added that it will be a swarm of drones, dozens of models, thousands of drones that will embarrass Russian air defense. The Budget Committee of the German Bundestag has approved the request of the Defense and Internal Affairs Ministries to allocate 12 billion euros for military aid to Ukraine, reports Gromadske. The additional financing provides for 3.2 billion euros that will be paid in 2023, as well as credit lines for the period from 2024 to 2032, for a total of about 8.8 billion euros. It is expected that with this money, Ukraine can directly buy armaments with the support of the German government. Yesterday, the Ukrainian Orthodox Church of the Moscow Patriarchate held what may be its last service on the grounds of the Kyiv-Pechersk Lavra Monastery, reports Ukrainska Pravda. The Kyiv-Pechersk Lavra is one of the oldest and most important Orthodox monasteries in Ukraine and the entire Eastern Europe, founded in 1051. Officially, it belongs to the state, but for many years, large parts of the complex were used by the Ukrainian Orthodox Church, which is part of the Russian Church. The clergy must leave the Kyiv-Pechersk Lavra on March 30, according to the state decision, although they are reluctant to do so and have therefore filed a lawsuit to oppose it. At the same time, Avrami, prior of the Kyiv-Pechersk Lavra, has joined the Orthodox Church of Ukraine, which is independent from Moscow, and asked its head Metropolitan Epiphanius to approve him as acting prior of the monastery. Epiphanius has agreed, and in response, Metropolitan of the Russian Church Onufri has banned Avrami from serving, calling him a schismatic. In his evening video address, President of Ukraine Volodymyr Zelensky said that a step was taken to strengthen the spiritual independence of Ukraine, to protect its society from the old and cynical Moscow manipulation of religion. He assured that Ukraine is and always will be the territory of the greatest religious freedom in its part of Europe. In response, the head of the Lavra from the Russian Church, Pavlo, said that God will not forgive Zelensky and his accomplices for the tears of the monks. Known British traveler and TV host Bear Grylls became the first British ambassador of the global initiative in support of Ukraine, United 24, reports LBUA. According to President of Ukraine Volodymyr Zelensky, Grylls will promote the direction of restoration of Ukraine. He said that the British traveler has been supporting Ukraine since the first days of full-scale war. His educational company Becoming X, together with Amazon and Accenture, is developing the Becoming X Ukraine educational platform for Ukrainians. The Highlights from Ukraine is an uncommercial initiative of just two people, and we need your help to grow. Share information about the podcast, rate us in the app, subscribe to our Patreon. With your support, we're getting better. We call on you to demand from governments of your countries to impose the toughest sanctions possible on Russia and its citizens to stop their invasion of Ukraine.